Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks! I hate breaks. I really do. I wish I could just...
I hate when I'm watching them, but like when I'm here, I kind of like them.
Well, oh, yeah, but I'm talking about the continuation of talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we continue talking here, and then you know, sorry, guys, that's just the way it is.
But we were good about not talking a whole lot about this one off the air.
Talk about something else.
Kind of save it.
So, Paige, again, I ask you.
No, that was... Yeah.
If you could freeze, the day and time doesn't matter, but if you could freeze time, let's say it's now,
You
know, you freeze time, and I don't know how long it stays frozen, what would you do? Hi, I'm John Quinones.
Now, this is open-ended. It could be anything.
I could go anywhere I wanted to go.
You could do anything.
And how long do I have?
Again, you do not listen well.
I'm just saying, hypothetically.
You got more degrees than a thermometer, woman.
You freeze time so it stays as long as I want.
Yeah. I mean, well, not forever, because then that would be... Let's say you get an hour.
An hour?
This is taking a Cher song and now turn it into 34 minutes.
Other than the nap.
That's what it was.
I think I'd go eat breakfast.
Well, you're not getting the point. You're not getting the point.
Oh, this is great. These answers are...
Unless that's your bougie answer. I hate eating breakfast with so many people around.
Now, look, you realize what the starting point's all right. You can go any time in the past. Probably go to the future if you want to even do that.
Where would I go?
I'd Marty!
All right.
Any event, you could do anything.
I would eat breakfast in Paris.
What is...
Dang it. Oh!
If you froze it, the dude making your crepes in the kitchen's going to stop. You're going to have to go in there and cook it yourself.
I'll do it.
That is dumb.
Well, you can
of
do,
all the things in the world.
You can do anything.
You imagine if Elon did a thing. We discovered time travel, and one lucky person is going to do it. Oh, it goes to at page 933 WTPT 933 hashtag Laskowski. You won. What would you like to do?
Mm-hmm. I want to go to Paris and have breakfast.
Hey, bro, I can get myself to. I don't care. Okay,
you could do anything you want to. No one would know.
So you want me to do something nefarious?
I want you to do what? I think that's your heart. That shows you as a person, and that's a very big compliment. I give
would you settle for a biscuit in La France?
Of anything you could do, and you would have breakfast. That's I believe you too.
Yeah,
you have no darkness inside of you.
But if you had to think...
Where's Charlie Murphy?
Charlie Murphy. There's a better answer.
Yes. Yeah. I would rob a bank.
Dude.
Oh, see, I would never think of
that. Was exactly what I was going to say. That was one of the things I was going to say.
I would rob a bank, and I would do my research, find out which one would be the best one to rob. It wouldn't be Fort Knox because there's nothing there.
Let people out of jail.
No.
Plus, it would have to like be from a certain spot in the bank, because I had a teller tell me once that they got knocked off. It was a bank on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Yeah.
And they saw the die packs go off, and the guy was going down the road. And sometimes they still got some of that money back.
Oh, I've seen bank robbery money before. They're supposed to burn it, but I've seen some.
Oh, yeah, because it's got ink or whatever on it.
So not only is time frozen, like everybody's frozen.
Okay, yeah. Can I have breakfast after I rob the bank?
No, I wouldn't think of stealing,
though.
I'd go pet a leopard.
You'd buy skin and make a pair of breeches out of it, knowing you.
No.
It would have to be paused. Well, would you do that if you knew you could get away with it?
Yes.
Use real animal fur for your pants.
Go lay down with them and cuddle with them.
Well, hang on a second. This kind of turned weird.
It's turning into bestiality.
No. God almighty.
Why is it always like...
I told you I was a cougar.
Turned into a banner ad now.
I'm a cougar that wants to be with a Black Panther. Not like that, though. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
I go play with the giraffes.
When I put my fist in the air, it's holding some food.
I'd go pet them because they could move.
God, robbing a bank is a good one. That's exactly what I was going to do.
She would be sitting there eating croissants, petting a damn tiger. I love frozen time.
Now, here's the other thing. When time unfreezes, they're going to notice what happened.
Right.
It's not like it didn't happen, just time froze.
Yes, but you are moving at the speed of light, but so it won't show up on any security.
Okay, so it has to be untraceable. If we rob the bank...
Even the flock cameras won't work.
We got to take the money that's out of circulation that nobody's looking for. Everything in the bank's accounted for and
marked.
I mean,
if you took the money and you gave it to people that didn't have it, I would say yes.
So, that you know, that's a very valid point. Stealing cash is not wise to do.
Because whatever happens, you're going to pay for that later on, whatever thing, karma.
And if you did, like, some kind of digital thing, there would that paper trail would exist. If time froze, though, I'm thinking from a movie.
Yeah, like, okay, would we... Well, you could just do one thing, right? So we're robbing the bank, but we're not trying to go stop any historical event that happened? Like, you're not going to step in front of JFK and take that bullet for him?
Hell no.
I'd appreciate it if you did. You know, okay.
How would I step in front of him in a moving car?
Well, you got to get in it. That's the thing. It's paused.
You see, the
car's paused.
There's the fat kid takes off across Dealey Plaza trying to run. Slow down, limousine.
Yes.
Now, Kennedy's...
I run a 10-second 40.
Kennedy's paused, but his eyes are moving. And he's thinking, like, who's this fat kid going down the grassy knoll here?
It's like a young Fidel Castro running across.
Oh, no.
Who's this little fat redneck kid with a high top, the ass mole, I think it's the Bay of Pig.
You'd go stop the Guidestones from being destroyed.
Oh, I would like to go back and see how that happened.
Or there's video of it.
Let me put you right here. Stand right there and don't move, you little kid.
I know. I would change some scores in a football game or something.
Oh, God. Now, look. She's going back to Candlestick Park or whatever. She's climbing up the scoreboard.
She's turning into Biff.
Now, when they unfreeze, Joe Montana's like, I just threw three effing touchdowns. How do we have 3 points?
It's like, wait a minute.
What the hell just happened?
You know, this 1 point things at the end where there's just...
Right.
You feel like, you'd say something like, I'd go back to the Last Supper and I'd rub my boobs all over the food and then I would just disappear.
I'd steal Judas's.
No, I wouldn't.
I'd steal Judas's silver and give it back to Jesus. Say, ha ha, you're an Indian giver. Oops.
That's where karma would get you. I would not.
You're a Corinthian giver. I don't know what they would have called an Indian back then. I don't know if they knew of them.
I would tell Eve, don't eat it.
You talk about the apple?
Yeah.
All right. You could freeze time, Paige. What would you do? I'd go have breakfast.
I'd go pet a leopard.
I'd go lay down and cuddle with a leopard in Paris.
Anything at all.
But then...
Those are dreams.
Off there, you know, if you send Paige a message, a lot of times she'll share it with us. And not the message, but just talk about it or whatever. And somebody's being a hater online.
She'll vent.
And
haters make me greater.
That dark side of her came out, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Jeez.
What did I say?
She just ranted on the one guy.
You said mother F his mother.
Yeah. You told him to go get his own show. Get out of his mom's basement. Then you said, it's time for dinner, my 40-year-old son.
40-year-old loser. It's like, what? God. I mean, hell.
Wow.
That's offensive to me because I am way over that.
You're in the club. Yeah. I wasn't talking to you.
I'm nifty. I'm not lordy. I'm nifty.
She said, why don't you go get a show nobody will give an F about?
As I know, like, strong. Wow. Like,
because they were saying something bad about you guys, and I didn't think that was nice. I think you're funny. You make me laugh all day long, and I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Honestly.
Your Instagram does the same for me. Yesterday, you had tentacles coming out of your eyeballs, and it...
She did ask the stupidest question earlier. I got to give you credit for.
What was the stupidest?
When you said, do you want me to make my boobs smaller? I'm like, what?
Yes.
Kind of R-worded question
I
is that?
I did. I have
wrong.
To.
Ridiculous. That's a W.
Damn it. All right, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Yeah.
I don't know
because
how.
Because people are saying that our answers of robbing a bank are lame. Like, what do y'all want to do? Like,
why is that lame?
Somebody said, go pants Trump. You're kind of gay then, if that's a man that said that.
Plus, are you pantsing him from the front or the back?
Probably, yes. You go to motorboat his bottom of his stomach.
Okay, dude,
I don't want to see
first.
That. I'm sorry. Please don't.
Yeah, you're having breakfast with a cougar right now or whatever.
Yeah, that's
a leopard.
Now, under the guise, everybody's frozen.
A leopard.
Aren't there? And this is not a specific or Pacific person, by the way. Everybody's frozen when you go back to wherever. I think there might be some people you kind of curious about, you know, how stuff's looking, right?
God.
So you might, now look, I don't know if it's like technically illegal because they're paused and it's not really assault, but.
But it is.
I mean, like if you pull a shirt and kind of take a peek at somebody, you just. Like it's not, isn't that bad, first off?
Yeah.
Everybody's frozen. Now, they're not going to know what happened because...
That's true. It won't affect them, like, mentally, like, with PTSD or anything like that.
Plus, you're not rearranging, like, clothes or whatever. You're just kind of...
And you're not, like, you know, thumping the melon like you would in a produce stand. You're not going up...
I'm doing that in private time. Well, but you, you know, you just kind of want
to... I can't say that I would really think that you would just take a peek.
I wouldn't do anything to, you know, that would physically hurt anybody.
Right.
Because again, the ramifications when time unfreezes, you know, they're gonna be like, oh, why do I just suddenly hurt for some reason? It's like the joke when you wake up and your backside hurts.
Oh yeah.
And there are beer bottles lying everywhere.
Right.
But you're not drunk.
You're bleeding from the buttocks.
That whole setup from back in the day.
Yeah.
So you just
kind of a song by Ray Charles from the '50s, bleeding from the buttocks.
Just kind of look like, I wonder what the, you know. So-and-so's butt looks like. So it's kind of, you know.
Yeah. I still would imagine, Rob, if you're listening, in some kind of
Rob,
time court.
He would have to defend this too. He just would.
Well, okay, here's a further question then to make this silly thing even sillier. God is still watching. You can't freeze that.
Yeah,
so now I have to think, like, now I need to do something that saves humanity.
But what would that be?
But here's the thing. Maybe that's a test. Maybe I would say nothing. And then the Kazam Sinbad Shaq figure would say, he would then reveal himself as God, Morgan Freeman. And he'd say, you passed the test, Matt Man, because nobody should play God.
Oh, it's not Shaq. Morgan Freeman's God in this one.
Yeah, well, he's been voted the best god in movies by the SAG.
There's not really a good answer. There are fun ones, but there's better answers than eating breakfast in Paris.
I have to honestly say, and I'm not kowtowing toward a certain demographic or anything, but I think it's real bad. You said you would sit there and look down women's shirts.
Well, I would, you know, I would look at their asses.
Why not sneak
too.
Into their apartment and hide in the closet for a couple hours? Then you're not touching them physically.
You'd have to live in the Biltmore house if I'm going to hide in your closet, first of all. Aren't you going to notice that, like, there are no clothes in here?
Right.
But, look, it's awful. But robbing a bank is a good answer for people who are saying that's stupid. Like, it's not. What's the one thing you wonder about?
Well, you have to think, though. Like, what? Then time unfreezes, you have all this cash. Like, you have to slowly disperse it back into the community, you know, and you said it's marked. I think we rethink this.
Obviously, looking at women is a fun answer, but I would try to go back and stop a certain event. I just don't know which one.
Well, somebody says solve D.B. Cooper's mystery and then
it was a CIA.
Alex Murdoch.
See, that was never interesting to me, like that whole story. A lot of holes in it. Like
it was just done to get TSA.
That's all it was.
Yeah. It was a practice run.
But then again, you're one person going back and time's frozen. There's not a whole lot you can do as far as stopping, you know, certain stuff.
Right.
Wouldn't you want to see how they really parted the Red Sea and walked across it?
Now, I would like to see where certain artifacts have been left to, you know, that people can't find now.
Ark of the Covenant.
Shroud of Turin they thought they found, but they didn't.
Yeah.
The Ark, they think they found the Ark in Turkey, right? A few years ago.
Mount Arafat.
So stuff like that you'd wonder about.
Yes, sir.
That's all nerdy stuff. You got to do some self-serving stuff along the way, too. That's why I'm saying I'm just like looking at it like a boob here or there, you know, no big harm.
Yeah, but so time unfreezes, though, and suddenly Fat Boy who...
Creepy boy.
Oh, what if time unfreezes right where I'm peeking? I'm like, oh, no, it took too long.
I would start talking like this and pretend to be a ghost.
I'd be blind. I didn't know where I was. I thought these were balloons. Am I at Party City? No, those are your boobs. I'm sorry.
But if you say like, okay, I would, you know, several people were texting in 9/11. Well, there were several other airplanes. Plus, they tried to commandeer the one, and while it did go down, it...
Yeah, know, those people... That was 93, right?
Let's roll. No, yeah, Flight 93.
Yeah.
But that would...
I would just... I would do whatever could get me ahead in life.
I would say... You know what? I think... I would say keep JFK safe. I think that would have... That's really where everything unraveled.
Oh, man.
That's where American confidence hit.
There is a freaking Instagram account that sets up the what ifs. And obviously, it's AI generated, but what if so and so survived? You know.
Yeah.
And they talk about the possible ramifications of, you know, what wouldn't have happened.
I bet you that had he not died, they would rescind the 2-limit term. Nobody would have. I mean, like, he was so beloved, except by the FBI and CIA
mafia
and the mafia. Yeah. So beloved. I mean, people had pictures of that son of a gun in their house, you know, like almost in a godlike kind of image, you know, not dressed as one like a doctor, but just dressed as, you know, just like a headshot of the president. And that's when, like, I feel like the unraveling came, and then, you know, Nixon and the gold standard and all that stuff.
Is the one we're missing...
But I can't say... Do I need to save my country, or do I save the world?
Well, maybe that's how this one plays into it. Are we missing, like, an alien-related answer here? Like, when we go try to seek proof? What's really in the redacted files that they release? Area 51, the whole deal. Would you want to know who the Illuminati was, who was in it, where they meet?
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, but what's that? Knowing it, what's it going to do to better anything?
Plus, how would you even go about?
Plus, if you came back all of a sudden and says, "Guys, I know who the Bilderbergers are. I know who the Trilateral Commission is." Oh, how do you know that?
Can't tell you.
I've stopped time, and I've.
Plus, they would instantly kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
You would be so dead exactly. as hell.
Like, there's this dude. First off, like. You've seen by now the stuff about the missing scientists and stuff.
Yep.
Are the ones that are texting friends saying, "I will not take my own life. If they say I took my own life, it's a lie."
And see, that's what's tricky, though.
A week or two later. It's almost like they're saying it, but it leaves this whole unraveling thing of, okay, I didn't want to admit that I want to do this.
Yes.
But I am doing this.
If you said that to me, but it happened. So I'm asking, I'm assuming, like, well, did it get so bad that he just did it because he couldn't take the pain or whatever it was, the physical torture.
Yeah.
So even though you said it's not suicide, what if it got so bad that it actually was? And I got to consider that.
But why 12 or 13 within a 2-year period? And they all have to do with, you know, this same kind of aerodynamic kind of thing.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
On line 4.
Oh, boy.
I love Fat Boy's notes. Fat Boy, you would think, didn't graduate high school. You know why? Because he did it.
He did.
I did not.
He got a piece of paper.
They wouldn't let me.
Line 4, it says, Braden, who won't graduate? So, Braden, what is up? What's going on, man?
Hey guys.
Hey.
This is Braden.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey. I kind of got a situation, and I don't know what else to do, really.
Well, you're in the right place there, Brady. Braden.
Okay. So, you probably already kind of read the text. What the situation is graduation.
Yeah, I'm supposed to graduate Friday.
Congratulations? Yep. Question mark. I'm
two claps.
Yeah, but what's the issue?
Yeah. Well, thank you, but I'm actually not going to be graduating this Friday.
Oh no, man.
No, what does that mean? not walking, not passing?
Like I found out last week I'm one credit short and I can't graduate.
God bless. Last week?
Yeah.
Oh, no, man. That's
graduation is this Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
Like in 3-4 days. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep.
Can you go to summer school?
Oh, God. Well, who? And you've known this for a week, and so no one knows yet except you and your teachers or teacher?
No, sir.
Don't call me sir. That makes me seem old.
He works for a living. This thing's got way too big now. I mean, this is this week, dude.
Oh, I thought you were looking at your tummy.
Yeah.
I was looking at something up under it.
Oh, burn. So... Well, tell us what exactly happened. And I appreciate you coming on because you text back and forth and you're like, I'd rather not. And I was like, come on, you're a teenager, but please. You know, you don't want to text back and forth with a teenager, please.
But. There's a new drop.
Yeah. No, it's not. I got to. Nope, I don't allow that. Braden, become a lawyer and let's sue him. All right, what exactly happened, Braden, if you would?
Yeah, well... at first I thought, you know, maybe they made a mistake or something, you know, and I could fix it before anybody found out.
Yeah.
And then that wasn't the case.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just gotten to this thing where like every day at school, like somebody brings up graduation, you know.
And it snowballs.
And at home, just like everywhere.
Yeah.
Snowballs, man. That's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know,
like, my dad keeps talking about Friday night, and like where everybody wants to eat after the ceremony. Like it's
Olive Garden. Now, for real, that's
a tour of Italy.
I went to Olive Garden for mine. That was my graduation dinner.
I go there sometimes just to smell it. Yeah. I don't even eat.
Eat the bread.
Yeah. Okay. So that we got to tell him what else is. Friday, crap.
He also just like, everybody we come across, he keeps like introducing me as the graduate. It's just like one thing after the next.
You're going to think you're Dustin Hoffman.
Dude, you sit there and just let him do that too. Dang, Braden.
And told one of his buddies at work last night how proud he was of me.
Well, I mean, you know, he probably is. That would have maybe been a good time.
I almost did. I almost
really?
Right there.
Yeah, but you couldn't do it, though. I understand.
No.
You know, every time somebody says something nice, it's just you sink deeper into it. It's like, I don't know if, not that you're afraid to say it, but like you just don't want to, like, I guess, ruin people's day.
Yeah. They're expecting you to walk and all, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
yeah.
And you said everybody, so I guess, you know. I mean, I don't know who's alive, but like grandma, grandpa, aunt and uncle, everybody's coming to the whole thing. Does anyone know at all in your family?
No.
Wow. Nobody knows?
Wow.
You're the only one.
So your mom and dad think you're graduating on Friday?
Yep.
God bless you.
Dude, you know how much pressure like you are under right now?
It's a pressure cooker.
Sounds like it. Sounds
like
cool.
My grandma already booked her a hotel. Non-refundable.
She probably has somebody help her, too, because she don't know how the internet works.
Yeah. Well, maybe. okay. So, well, she can go see the bridge.
Six people, too.
Six people?
Coming in from out of town,
Holy crap.
Is there
my aunt, my uncle are coming, my grandparents, my cousin.
Oh, man.
It's like a family summit. They're coming here for nothing.
This is a nightmare.
Oh, don't make it feel worse.
Announcements.
I'm trying to think of how long does it take to take the GED, Fat Boy?
Oh,
can he
God.
Just run and go
you
take it?
You can't do it before Friday, I don't think.
No, you can't before Friday. You got to schedule this sucker
my
out.
My friend, I am sorry. I that hate that for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, thanks.
Oh, here's a question. Have you started getting gifts yet?
Oh, no.
Graduates.
Some luggage.
Yeah, I've heard graduates get gifts.
Yeah, I have, actually.
Oh, man. You got to give them back.
My grandma mailed me money already, and my aunt got me luggage because she thought I was leaving for a community college in the fall.
You were telling her, I don't think you can live there.
I don't think you need luggage to go into college.
I think you can.
Not trying to beat up on you, man. I'm trying to think of what what can...
This is like... it's devastating for sure, and it's going to be a shock, but it's kind of like a minute situation, maybe. It's a teenage situation. Does that make sense?
No, I don't think it's minute at all. What exactly happened? Like, why are you short a credit, Braden?
Like, I honestly don't know. I mean, I guess I failed something.
Just you saying that's kind of crazy.
Well,
I guess you did too.
Well, I thought I had enough credits, you know, and then they called me in the office last week and told me I wasn't graduating.
God bless.
At least I got a semester of heads up, so I wish you would have got
that. Yeah, that would have been better.
He had the whole week. So your first instinct was to text the Rise Guys. I love that. Not tell anyone else. So you haven't told anyone. Like, no buddies, no one knows except us.
Yeah, no, I panicked, you know. I didn't, like... But you've been doing this. I've been kind of freaking out.
You've been doing this for at least a week. Like a double life, almost.
Yeah. I really thought maybe somehow I could fix it before Friday.
And you can. It is...
Is it? Like,
You can go to summer school, hopefully, here. I know in California they had summer school where you can just make up that one credit and you'll graduate and you can walk.
I mean,
but I don't know about here.
Have you hidden it at home, if that makes sense? Like, you know, trying to cover your tracks there?
Yeah, well, I've been mostly staying in my room.
Well, that's mostly every teenager now, avoiding everyone. I understand. There's another pandemic happening. So weird time.
I'm stressed about finals and graduation stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, this whole thing's about to collapse, man. That's a lot of stress.
You're trying to make him feel worse.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to prepare this boy for the real world.
Like, it's...
And a possible ass whooping.
Besides when your dad was telling his coworker how proud he was. Like, that's a moment when you're like, all right, I should tell him right after this. Is there never been, like, another time where you almost told them or you had a, like, all right, I'll walk into the room if they're both in there. I'll tell them or blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Just, like, it's not as easy as it sounds.
Oh, no, I know. I know.
It's got to be tough.
Okay. First off, Fat Boy's in here talking to, and Fat Boy, you know, he puts off this hard kind of interior kind of thing. Like, oh, yeah, I am. He's up here very nicely talking to this young man. And come to find out, Braden's dad listens to us. And this is the correlation here.
Yeah, he does.
And Braden, you back with us? You there?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying your dad listens to the show. First off, that's pretty awesome. Thank you to your dad.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's... I would imagine if he had heard you call earlier, though, he would have... Or, you know, if he was listening live, he would have called. I would think. Or he would call you.
I haven't put it together yet.
Were you hoping that would be the case? You know, that...
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I guess what we're doing now, like, you know, this is the family meeting that you didn't have, so that you wanted to tell your dad. Like, that's what we're doing now.
Yeah. So, oh, man. So your daddy, I'm sorry, your dad.
Yeah,
your
it's
daddy.
Different now.
Well, I say daddy. I mean, I always call my daddy.
They don't do that now, though.
Well, no, I know. That's a podcast. I'll get sued. Your dad could be listening right now, which is pretty crazy. In fact, he's probably driving into work thinking he's got a graduate, and now he's getting blindsided on the radio.
I mean, if he just now put it together, you know, he's probably really tuned into it.
Like, Braden, have you still been doing graduation stuff this week?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, I'm going to call him.
All right. We'll call Braden.
All that, he's going to.
But anyway, the wool that I won't pull over your eyes is Monday is Memorial Day. We will not be here.
Hey, rewipe!
But on Tuesday, we will do graduation names. So if you have a grad, you want us to... Don't do it now. Or, I mean, you could email it now, but I'm going to hush.
Good old Beaver.
Hello.
Hey, Braden. Is this Braden?
No. This is Chad, Braden's dad.
Oh.
All right. Oh, boy. Well, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Braden's sitting right here.
Okay.
I told him to hand me the phone because me and you guys have to have ourselves a little conversation.
All righty, then.
Braden, dang it.
So first off, guys.
Sorry, your name is Chad? I want to write this down. Okay. I don't want to just call you dad. Oh, because it rhymes. It's Chad Dad.
Oh, Chaddy.
Chad.
He's okay. Your Chaddy.
All right. Thanks, Chad. All right. So go ahead, sir.
Yeah, guys, I love the show. I've been listening for over 20 years, probably.
Here it comes.
And compliment first. I got to tell you all honestly, I feel like you guys did my son a bit of a disservice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
I mean, we didn't mean to, man. We weren't trying to. Damn. Well,
my son needed to have a father-son conversation, and instead, he got one of your 10-minute comedy segments.
Wow. Okay. It was 11 minutes first, but like we didn't tell him to lie to you. I told him he should tell you as soon as possible. But that's just my point of view. Go ahead. I'm fine to listen to this.
Well, let me just tell you how it went down on my side, okay?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so that morning I missed the show.
Right. Okay.
And that never happens.
Right. You're like the owner of the Twin Towers. Yeah. I go in every morning at 6 o'clock, but that one day I had to go to the dermatologist. I had to go that one day.
So the timing, you see how the timing looks.
I'm messing with you, Chad. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. So I had an early meeting that morning, and so I missed the show, first time in 20 years, and then my son decides to announce publicly that he ain't going to graduate high school.
Yeah, I understand that. Right.
So I'm sitting at work, and one of my buddies comes walking by, and he's looking all weird at me.
Oh, no, of course. He spoiled it.
And so he goes, everything all right with Braden?
Oh, God. But that ain't you don't say that like that.
Nope. It'll
scare you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking he maybe got in a wreck or something.
Right.
Well, I would, too, yeah. That's all.
And then my sister calls me laughing, and she's laughing so hard she can barely breathe, and she tells me, I think you need to go home or call home immediately.
She's laughing so hard she can barely breathe. My God.
Is
she okay? So go ahead.
Well, so at first I think honestly probably somebody's pranking me or something.
Well, yeah, I would too, based off your sister's reaction.
Yeah.
So then I'm starting getting texts from people asking, is Braden okay? And
God bless.
And I'm thinking, popular. I'm like, what are y'all talking about?
And you're the last to know while everyone else knows.
That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It feels like my own son told, all of upstate before he told me.
That's how it would feel.
Well, in Georgia and Tennessee, yeah. North Carolina.
Plus podcasts, too. I mean, we get hits in Seattle, New York City.
Sorry, yeah.
Phoenix.
It's everywhere, man.
That's a lot. Well, I understand that. I get that.
Yeah, so I gather all my stuff. I leave work early. I drive home, and the whole way there, I'm thinking, there's no way that this can be real.
Right. And then you go in the house?
Yeah, I walk in the house, and, Braden takes one look at my face, and he goes, you heard it?
I don't know. Here comes the belt. Yeah. Something's going to happen.
And I said to him, I go, no, I didn't hear it, but, everybody else did.
Damn.
Yeah,
I see that. I understand that.
I got to tell you, the boy looked like his soul just, leapt out of his body.
Yeah.
Look, I told him I was in his position. I mean, I felt bad for him, and I still do.
That's
awful.
That's the thing. Honestly, man, I do, too. Once we finally sat down and talked, I realized that he was really overwhelmed. And
Very, very, especially with you. And I don't know the dynamic, and it doesn't matter, but he seemed like he really didn't want to disappoint you.
Real too.
Yeah, I mean, it's like things, they get bigger than you and as a person, and then, every day he waited, it just made it worse.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He just didn't want to disappoint you, that's all.
Yeah, so the more we talked about it, the more I realized that, this wasn't him rebelling or anything. This was just him panicking. And
So
I still,
Did everybody still come into town?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, by that time, things had been booked, and you can't cancel those things last minute. Everything's non-refundable.
Right.
My sister had already bought him some luggage.
We had dinner we heard. okay, so the last thing we're saying is that first off, thank you for listening to the show. For real, I appreciate that. 20 years is a long time. We've only been on for 23, so you were pertinent right there since the beginning. I appreciate that. But in our defense, like I said before we hung up or before we went to break, like. We did tell him multiple times that he needed to tell you immediately.
Yeah, I know. I think he came home thinking, honestly, that he had already told us because he told y'all.
Oh, no. So he got a little confused, I guess. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I really, seriously, I think he thought that the radio call counted as communication.
Right. Well, and that's certainly not on us, though.
No, I'm saying it's, all on y'all.
Yeah.
Total thanks.
But, you're all over there joking around, and my whole family's unknowingly planning this fake graduation weekend.
You got to admit, though, in fairness to not only us, but everybody on the call, it's an absurd situation, man. A week before?
Yeah, it's absolutely absurd. My mom booked a hotel. Yeah. My sister, like I said, brought him luggage, and we had dinner reservations.
Yeah, whether you still go to dinner, you got to eat.
That's what he said. Remember, that's what Braden said.
I tell you, your son's quite quick-witted. He's pretty funny. So let me ask you this then. Okay, fake graduation weekend is still happening?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
We all went out to dinner Friday night because, like I told Braden, like you said, people still do got to eat. And so.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So was that awkward?
Weirdest damn dinner of my life.
Oh, so it's already happened.
Yeah. I mean, my aunt, she kept trying not to mention school. My mama cried twice. But my nephew, he thought the whole thing was hilarious.
I bet he did. Nobody got mad?
Honestly, I think everybody just felt bad for him after they saw him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he looked more relieved than anything once the truth was finally out.
Well, that's true. Well,
I mean, it's believable, I guess. Yeah.
What about all the gifts? What happens with that? Like, I wondered, let's say you gave somebody, a wedding gift, and then, the bride or groom no-shows or whatever. Like, does anybody ever go back and ask for those gifts back? Or does that ever happen?
I would.
You probably so much money invested now, you'd probably just say, screw it, we'll just get a divorce, it'd be cheaper.
I mean, you would probably want to do the right thing if it's, a trip or a lot of really expensive luggage, just return it.
Well, sure, yeah. So I'm talking about, cards with money in it and stuff.
Well, that's the thing. He definitely asked if he got to keep the graduation money.
Well.
Yeah.
And I was like, son, for what?
Well.
Tutoring.
For what do you get this money?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
You return luggage, man. They know you've already used it.
Well, how would they?
Well, you got to assume, right? Look, how long has it been? Whatever gift he got, just let him keep it.
We knew a guy that would buy clothes and leave the tag on them and put them inside the shirt and then wear it and then take it back. Goof.
Goofy.
All right, well, we don't want to ask too many personal questions about, what's the plan now, but, is there a...
Yeah.
There's got to be one.
Well, I mean, I still can't get over the fact that this boy's going to be attending graduation practice knowing he's not graduating.
Thank you.
What kind of mindset is that?
Because because y'all were probably like, hey, it's time for a graduation practice. Why ain't you going,
Yeah, he said he didn't know what else to do. He's like,
That's exactly what he told us. That's what he told us.
I think
us.
He was just like, you know, he was almost like buffering, like emotionally buffering, like a frozen YouTube video for that week.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like, didn't know how to act.
But he was going to play up until the end, man. Like, just playing with the whole thing because he was afraid to say something. That's what sucks about it.
Yeah. I mean, I heard him on the radio talking about he wasn't sure if he wanted to do summer school.
Yeah, he did say that.
So, yeah. So, what, I mean, where does that stand?
Oh, there's no debate about summer school in my house.
Okay. What, so, yes? There's no debating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's done and done. It's either yes or no.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, okay.
That boy done embarrassed himself. He stressed out his mama, confused, you know, the grandparents, and now he wants to quit one credit short.
Oh, yeah.
God, a whole credit, man. This over a credit. Can't you spot him a credit if you're the school? I mean, come on. It's not going to make him smarter or dumber if he's, you know, you just give him the credit.
Well, that's true. That's true. And you got to see your mom or her mom, whoever it was that came into town for it. So the whole thing, maybe just take the graduation banner down now and put it back up at the end of summer or whatever.
Well, my mom is calling summer school educational overtime because you all said it.
Oh, God, we did say that,
didn't
we?
We did say educational overtime. Oh, man.
Yeah. That's what they should call it now because we said it.
Yeah.
But at least he'll be done with it, put this behind him, you know, and just never do it again.
Well, that's
what
true.
Are you going to do?
Never not graduate again.
Yeah, I can't keep punishing him for it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we'll let you roll, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate you you coming on with us, Chad. And tell Braden everything will be cool.
Yeah, he didn't lie about it, just didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
So. Tell him to pep up a little. He sounded a little timid.
Hey, you, timid kid.
The timid kid in the back.
Here. Yeah.
Speak up.
Yeah. How much is summer school? Is it expensive? I'm wondering now. I've seen how much it costs to get into Disney per day. I'm just wondering, summer school is...
Do you have to pay?
Is it a pay thing? Yeah, of course you have to pay. Of course you have to pay.
You didn't have to pay for Saturday school when they wouldn't lock your
ass. I think Chad already hung up.
I think he did.
All right, thanks, Chad.
Chad, you bastard. I know where he gets it from now.
I was thinking there was going to be more dramatics from that. But he's like, no, you know, it's fine. You know, I'm just going to do this.
How do you think a conversation goes between those two?
It's like, Dad, I'm not going to graduate. It's okay, son. You don't have to graduate. Whatever.
Would tears help?
But you are going to summer school.
It would with me. I mean, that's
somebody get mad.
I'm a softy when it comes to tears.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.